Fragrant aromas are a gift that God has given us. In this world, even the most beautiful scent only lasts a short time. The molecules of a particular scent evaporate into the air, and our noses quickly become used to the scent. This limits the pleasure that we can obtain from a scent. But the duration of a scent can be as important as the immediate pleasure it gives. In his hadith, the Prophet describes the delight that beautiful aromas from paradise can give. Its scent is experienced from as far as the distance traveled in 500 years. If one of the women of paradise peeped into this world, she would illuminate and fill with fragrance everything between heaven and earth. In another hadith, the Messenger of God told us about the beautiful aromas of the food in paradise. The best smelling and finest foods are produced. Aroma is an important element in the pleasure we derive from food. The pleasure we take from the scent of a cake in the oven comes from the aroma of the chocolate and the vanilla, for example, wafting through the air. In the same way, the pleasure we take from roasting meat, oranges, tomatoes, coffee, or any other food is due to the aromas they exude. From this point of view, smells are complementary to the pleasure we find in delicious tastes. Another hadith mentions the beauty of the aromas of paradise. The north wind will blow and will scatter fragrance on their faces and on their clothes and add to their goodness and beauty. Another hadith speaks of plants that are known by their beautiful scents. Henna is the chief scent of paradise. When God created paradise, he filled it with the scent of sweet basil and surrounded the sweet basil with the scent of henna. Basil, mentioned in the hadith, is one of the plants known for its beautiful scent. However, the scents we know in this world are only a pale reflection of those in paradise, and God knows the truth.